On a conference call Monday afternoon, Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar laid out what a 5% cut to national park spending would look like.
Reduced hours of operation for visitor centers, shorter seasons and closing of campgrounds, hiking trails, and other recreational areas when there is insufficient staff to ensure the protection of visitors, staff, and the resources.
Salazar was joined by Director of the National Park Service, John Jarvis. Jarvis says a 5% cut means fewer seasonal workers, highly skilled workers who fight forest fires and perform search and rescues.
As a consequence, we may be reducing access to some areas because of that concern. If we can't respond, then we don't really want the public getting into trouble.
To some in Washington, the cuts seem a bit draconian. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the White House is selecting cuts that people notice.
Is it a Washington Monument syndrome? Yes, it absolutely is.
The Washington Monument syndrome, the D.C. term for cutting tourist attractions and popular government services so people take note. It may as well be called the Denali National Park syndrome in Alaska, but it's unclear whether a 5% cut to Denali would affect the day-to-day operations just yet.
This didn't sneak up on us by any stretch of the imagination.
Don Stryker is the superintendent of Denali. He's been on the job about a month, coming north from the New River Gorge in West Virginia, but he's been with the National Park Service for decades.
The sequestration planning exercises started actually early last year.
Though it wasn't formal. Stryker says the Park Service warned him just last month he'll need to present a plan on how to operate at 95%. He was prepared. Stryker says Denali is operating at about 80% employment right now. He has not wanted to fill those positions, fearing the new hires would soon be laid off or furloughed. Stryker's 5% cut will be absorbed by the vacancies, meaning he won't hire to full capacity, but he won't need to furlough anyone either. NPS officials say that's the case for the entire state. If furloughs eventually do come, they'll need a 30-day advance notice. Stryker says Denali pumps at least $150 million into the state economy through vendors and seasonal companies like the buses that take people to see Wonder Lake.
We can't get the road open unless we have the seasonal employees that we need to plow it open. And because of the nature of the hiring process, I need to be deciding by next week which positions I'm going to be hiring, and I need to be making those job offers in order to get the people here in time to start plowing the roads.
But there's a hiring freeze. He says he needs to know which seasonal positions he'll be able to fill in about 2 weeks. Otherwise, the May 15th opening date is in jeopardy. It's unclear whether Secretary Salazar required other interior agencies to detail a 5% reduction in operating expenses. Jim Stratton is the regional director for the National Parks Conservation Association.
You're not going to fix the budget problems of America on the backs of the National Park Service. I mean, it's 1/14 of 1% of the non-discretionary money in the budget.
But if the cuts happen and Congress delays a solution, that small sliver of the budget could help Congress to act. In the meantime, Denali Superintendent Don Stryker says he's prepared to plow the roads himself. But he really doesn't want to. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.